Archers for the week 30 October to 4 November 2005.
Ed is discovering love, actually.
So, what did you think?
Yeah, it was a lot better than I expected.
I said so.
Wasn't it George?
Oh, a lot nicer for a Sunday afternoon than Triple X 2.
Yeah, all right, I admit it. God, I don't know if my mates could see me curled up watching a soppy film.
Lovely, Ed. Cosy.
Yeah. Ah, well, Jazza came up with this DVD player just in time, didn't he?
Well, he still owes you money as well. It's only one of them 30 quid ones.
That does the job, though. Yeah, do you want another biscuit?
No, you have it.
Mm. Yeah, Jazz is helping me at Grange Farm this week. Could pay me out of that.
I'll make sure he does.
Oh, I will. I'll be getting extra as well with Oliver away.
Oh, we need all the money we can get with this DNA test. Oh, we still got to pay the doctor 35 quid.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I wish it was earlier than Friday. Can't stand the waiting. Oh. Who is it?
I don't know the number. Hello? What's about the ad?
What, in Farmers Weekly?
Yeah, that's me, Ed Grundy.
I've been meaning to do this for... Well, it's probably since last year, actually.
Well, that's always the way with this sort of job.
You think, look, that's Peely, get onto that right away. And then 12 months have gone by and the wood's starting to rot.
Oh, it's not that bad, David.
Well, I think I've caught it just in time.
Just finishing it in time, too. You'd be needing a floodlight here soon.
It's getting a bit murky, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it for the next 4 months. We shall be spending half our life in the dark.
Yeah.
Oh, there was a piece in today's paper about the SFP.
Oh, what, the new regime?
I'll pop it into you sometime.
Thanks, Dad.
I saw Jennifer earlier.
Uh-huh.
You know she is researching Joe Grundy's tale of John Brier.
Wish I had time to delve into that sort of thing.
Didn't know you were interested in local history.
I'm not, Dad. I just wish I had the time to be able to spend more time in the pub.
Well, I was thinking, you know your gran was in service with the Lawson Hopes?
Yeah.
Well, she used to say there was some scandalous marriage way back in the family's history.
Oh, really?
Long buried, but there was talk of perjury and adultery.
Oh, honey. What's this got to do with Joe's story, though?
Well, Jennifer thinks that the squire might be Richard Lowton Hope.
Lowton?
Hmm. That's what the family was called in the 18th century.
Oh, see. Oh, there. What do you think?
Yes, that'll do, I'm sure.
It's only a dairy, after all.
It'll keep the weather out. That's what matters.
Yep.
So, I was wondering if there might be a record of the marriage in the parish register.
Oh, I see. Oh, could be.
So, I thought I'd have a word with Alan after evensong.
Right.
Good afternoon.
It's more like evening, isn't it?
What, doing two milkings a day in the dark? Lovely. Hello, Phil.
Hello, Sam.
Hey, it's a nice job you've done there, David.
Oh, thanks. Just call me Michelangelo.
You have remembered you're doing the milking in the morning.
Yeah, don't worry.
Well, your day off.
Well, it's more than that, isn't it?
Big night tonight. I'm taking Kirsty to Botticelli's.
Look, I'll see you tomorrow about one, then. Yeah, all right, bye.
That was quick.
Well, there's no point in hanging around.
So you're going to see him tomorrow?
That's all right, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. What sort of work is it?
Wait till you hear this. They live in Berkshire, right? But they're buying a place in France.
France?
How perfect is that?
Well, I haven't done French since year eight.
No, maybe we'll pick it up living over there.
Oh, France. Well, it's just what we wanted.
30 hectares. It's about 70 acres. A few beef cattle, a bit of arable. Well, they don't want to do the work. Well, not much, anyway.
So they need someone like you?
No, they don't need someone like me. They need me. At least that's what I'm going to tell them tomorrow.
So you'll go down it
and... I've dropped into the stock at Grange Farm.
Oh, brilliant.
God, think about it, Em. You, me and little George, eh? Making a new start in France.
A toast.
Whoa, hang on, Kirsty, my glass is empty.
Fill it up, then.
You're quickly. Right, you're right, you slave driver. Oh, God, that's a bottle empty now.
Never mind. To Mr. Sam Batten, achiever of the highest margin over... What was it?
Highest margin over purchase feed.
What you said. For the month of September, out of all the contract milkers for Paxley Milking Services.
To me.
To you.
And to you.
To me.
Hey, you sound like the Chuckle Brothers.
Oh, here comes the main course.
What's the book called?
Mm. That's mine.
And the chicken.
Thank you.
And can we have another bottle of this?
Yes, of course. Bon appetit.
Oh, did you want white with your chicken?
No, red's fine.
Great. Mmm. Gosh, it's brilliant. Mmm. What's up? Well, I can order you some white.
No, it's not that. I was just thinking about the last time I was in a really posh restaurant.
Oh?
Yeah, it was with Tom when he ended it. He took me to the Mont Blanc. Do you know it?
I've heard of it.
Yeah, it's the sort of place... Well, I bet there've been loads of proposals there.
What, a marriage?
Yeah, and other things too, I expect, but, yeah.
And he took you there to dump you?
Hmm.
Oh, what a clown.
Yeah. Anyway, that's history. Come on, let's talk about something else.
There was something I wanted to say, actually.
Oh, and you're not going to propose, are you?
No.
Good. I mean, I like you a lot, but, you know, it's a bit early for all that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I agree.
Well, sorry, I've put you off your stride now. What are you going to say?
Well, I was wondering if you'd like to go away for a weekend.
Well, the two of us?
No, just you by yourself. Yeah, of course the two of us.
Yeah.
You would?
Too right, I would.
Oh, great. Right, I was thinking like a country house hotel somewhere. Oh, maybe one of those places that does activities. You know, shooting, quads, that sort of thing.
Mm, bit of a busman's holiday, isn't it? There's plenty of that around Ambridge.
Well...
Tell you what I would like.
Go on.
Could we go to Liverpool?
Liverpool?
Hmm. We lived there till I was 12. Well, just outside in a little place called Homer Green.
Was that before you moved to Borchester?
Yeah, but Liverpool's a brilliant place. And I've always wanted to go back.
All right, then.
The nightlife's meant to be amazing. I didn't see much of it when I was a kid, obviously.
Okay, if that's what you want.
Yeah, we could really take advantage of it now.
That's what we'll do, then. A weekend in Liverpool.
So, and there's the article, if you want it.
Oh, thanks, Daddy.
It's obviously from a layman's perspective, but... some interesting stuff about the political background and the future implications.
Right. Well, I'll probably read it tomorrow when I'm more awake.
Oh, am I keeping you up, David?
No. But I won't be long to bed with milking tomorrow. Ruth's already gone up.
Oh, well, I won't stop.
Hey, did you see Alan about this this famous scandal?
Yes, he was quite interested. We're going to get together with Jennifer to look through the registers for the period.
Uh-huh. When's that, then?
Tomorrow evening.
In the church?
Yeah.
Ah, very clever.
Oh, what way?
Leaving Mum to cope with the trick-or-treaters.
Thanks, mate.
Everyone's asleep.
How can you tell?
All the lights are off.
Hey, and here you are alone in the dark with me.
Daddy's scared.
Should I be? Before we go in...
What are you going to suggest?
Nothing interesting, I'm afraid. I just need to check on a cow.
Oh, Sam Batten. You know how to show a girl a good time.
Sorry. She was starting a calf just before I left.
Fair enough. I'll forgive you, since you've taken me to Liverpool.
Yeah, it won't take a minute.
Well, you've had better look on the M6 than I have.
Oh, to look at this cow, stupid. Oh.
Is this the cow?
Yeah.
I don't see a calf.
Nope.
Well, that's a long time, isn't it?
Yeah, too long. Looks like I'll have to give her a hand.
Look, Sam.
What?
Don't you think we'd better change first?
What? We?
Yeah. I don't mind helping.
And pull! Don't let go.
I won't.
Firm and steady.
Here come the feet.
Yeah, keep pulling.
Yeah.
Okay, try again. Try again. Ready?
Yep.
And... That's it.
The car's coming.
Great.
Keep pulling.
Come on.
That's it. Here it comes. Oh, brilliant.
Wow.
Oh, well done.
Hey, well done, you. Oh, no. Right, do you want to clear up its tubes and I'll check if there's another one.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, very professional. You were wasted in that shop. How come you ended up working there?
Oh, it was complicated then. Mum and Dad were going through a bad patch.
Yeah, it's tough.
Oh, and then I got involved with Tom and left college. Started at Ambridge Organics.
Went on a farm.
Oh, I didn't think many farms would fancy someone who'd been arrested for destroying a field of GM crops.
Right. Let's see if there's another one in there.
Oh, should I tickle its nostrils?
Yeah, get it breathing. Nope, it's a singleton.
Everyone's breathing.
Fantastic. Oh,
is there any damage?
Nope, feels okay. And her bag's not torn. Right, let's introduce her to her mum, shall we? There we go. You weren't prosecuted then, were you, for the GMs?
No, no, they dropped the charges. But by then... Oh, I don't know. I suppose I'd got used to what I was doing.
Still not too late.
No, no. And yeah, I've thought about it again since Brenda went off to uni. Oh, look.
I'd give you a job any day.
Oh, you're biased.
No, seriously. You did really well there. Stayed calm. Knew what to do.
You did, you mean?
We did. And look at the result.
It's great, isn't it? Oh, I'll tell you one thing.
What's that?
Helping with a carving doesn't half sober you up.
You're right there. You fancy a cup of tea?
Ed is running on empty.
I thought it was you.
Oh, you're right, Alan.
Oh, it's a nasty day, isn't it?
Yeah, it's rank.
You off out somewhere?
No, I just got back from Bracknell.
In Berkshire?
Yeah, I was getting pretty low on fuel, so I thought I'd put a couple of quid in.
Yeah, you don't want to be stranded on the way back to Ambridge.
No way.
So, how was Bracknell then?
Well, it wasn't actually Bracknell, it was a little village not far away.
Oh. What took you there?
I don't know. Yeah, it was a job interview, actually.
Really? What sort of job?
Farm work.
Oh. So you might be leaving us for the home counties, then?
Well, you know, nothing's settled yet.
Right. Well, best of luck with it.
Thanks.
Nothing so exciting for me. Just off to Hollerton today. Mm-hmm. Amy's gran's having some work done on the house, so she's staying with us for a couple of weeks.
That's why you're not on the bike, then.
Yeah. I don't think Mabel would appreciate it. She's not a natural pillion passenger.
No.
Especially not in this weather. Dear, oh dear. Looks like November's come early.
On your way back to Bridge Farm?
Yeah, got to get the milking done.
Well, I'm glad I caught you, Tom. I've got a bit of good news. You know the Borchester Echo does special supplements occasionally?
Yeah.
They're doing one on local foods. One of their advertising girls rang me.
Oh, we taking an ad then?
Better than that. I spoke to the editor of the feature... I said, if we're going to take an ad for the sausages, and one for Hassett Hill's meat, we wanted some decent editorial coverage, too.
All right. And what did he say?
Well, it's she, actually. Took her with a charm, you know, but to cut a long story short, a journalist and photographer will be coming around later this week. Wednesday, in fact.
That's fantastic news, Brian.
Bound to do us some good, eh? Hello, darling.
Afternoon.
Hi, Jennifer.
I was just telling Tom about this Echo feature.
Oh, yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Yeah. Actually, I've got some marketing news, too.
Oh, yeah?
You know, we've been doing this promotion at Jack's Calf.
Yes.
Well, I rang Kenton last night.
Ah. Did it go well?
It certainly did. Went down a storm, apparently.
Oh, well done. Mm,
lots of nice comments from the customers about the quality. You know, compared with the usual calf sausages.
That's good, isn't it, Brian?
Very good. Mm. So the customers were happy with the product?
Very, Kenton said.
Well, you know what that goes to prove, don't you?
What?
I know you had your doubts, Tom. I think you'll agree now I was right to reduce the pork content.
Well...
if the customers say how good they are and we can manufacture them at a lower price, then everyone wins, don't they?
Yeah, I suppose so.
That's very good news. Well done, Tom.
Yeah, thanks. Well, I'd better go and do the milking.
Fine. I'll see you tomorrow.
OK.
And don't forget Wednesday, the Echo.
No, I won't.
Brian.
What?
You can't resist, can you?
I'm just stating a fact. There's no point in pursuing quality at any price.
Well. Anyway, I've just got round to opening the post.
Anything interesting?
We've had a nice invitation from Usha to a Diwali party.
What?
Diwali.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Well, why not?
Well, don't you get covered with paint or something?
No, that's holy.
Holy?
H-O-L-I. It's a completely different festival. Diwali is the festival of light.
How come you're an expert all of a sudden?
Well, I looked it up when the invitation arrived.
Ah.
And in any case, we can't make it because it's tomorrow and Kate's arriving.
That's a relief.
Well, don't be such an old stick in the mud.
I'm not. I'm just perfectly happy with the traditional British festivals, thank you.
Like Halloween?
Exactly.
Celebration of the evil and the supernatural?
Possibly.
Or maybe Bonfire Night, when we commemorate...
Yes, all right, darling. When you do a feature for the website, I'll read all about it.
You know, I'm going out this evening, don't you?
Hmm.
I'm looking through the church registers for more details about Jean Briand.
Oh, this famous scandal.
We hope we can find some record of Richard Lowton Hope's marriage.
Well, while you're sneezing over some dusty tomes in a chilly vestry, think of me with a scotch and my latest Patrick O'Brien.
Each to his own.
Come on, it's starting to rain again. Let's go inside.
What were they like?
Well, quite posh.
What, like Oliver and Caroline?
No, more towny posh. Younger. Didn't have a clue about farming.
Oh.
That's fine. I think I just fancy looking out the window and thinking, them's my cows. They're obviously loaded.
And what do they do?
Well, Natalie writes books and Andrew runs a business that sells sunglasses on the internet.
What?
Yeah, I know. It's amazing what you can make money out of. And they can do that in France just as easily as over here, so...
Yeah, I suppose so.
He reckons he'll be able to catch a plane to London as easy as driving in now, so...
Oh, it's mad, isn't it?
Well, I don't care, as long as we get something out of it.
Oh, did they tell you much about the place they're buying?
Yeah, it's 30 hectares, with a few head of limousin. Bit of arable.
No, I meant the house.
Oh, yeah, they showed me photos on the computer. It's kind of half-renovated. I'm buying it from another English couple.
Oh.
Yeah, they were doing it up, but they got divorced.
Oh, that's sad.
Well, they've started to convert an old stable into a bungalow, like, you know, for holiday lets. That's going to be our place.
And Andrew and Natalie, they didn't mind about me and George?
No, they were fine about it.
How did you... What did you say about us?
I just said I had a partner and a baby.
Oh. Partner?
Well, it's two bedrooms. It looks pretty solid from the photographs.
And do you think they liked you?
Well, I seem to. Everything they'd asked I'd done before, either with Oliver or in the old days.
That's great.
Even some of the building work I could help with.
Oh, yeah?
I've done plenty of bits and pieces with Dad.
Did you tell him that?
Yeah, of course. And I was really glad I took that reference that Oliver wrote me. I mean, you could see when they were reading it that... Oh, hang on. Oh, it's them.
Oh, Ed.
Maybe they just want to check something. Hello? Yeah, hi, Andrew. Well, the M40 was pretty messy, but I'm back safe. Yeah? You would? Really? No, I've just been talking about it now with her. Yeah, we both think it sounds great. Well, yeah, that's fantastic. I'll speak to you soon then. Yeah, bye.
So, did they?
I've got the job.
Just like that?
Yeah, they said they talked about it and they didn't feel they needed to look any further.
Oh, Ed. Well done.
You should wake Georgie up.
Oh, I don't mind. Oh, I'm so proud of you.
He said they'll be back in touch to sort out the details.
I can't believe it.
I reckon it was a reference that swung it.
Oh, I wish we had a bottle of champagne.
Enough of a rush without it.
Starting a new life. I can't wait to tell Kirsty and Fallon.
Oh, hang on. Can't go chatting about it.
Why not?
What if Will gets to hear about it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you'd only make trouble. We've got to get the DNA test out the way as well, so...
All right.
Let's just get everything sorted out before we tell anyone, yeah?
So, no champagne, then?
Oh, I wouldn't say no to a cup of tea.
Right, I've made a start, Phil. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take February 1751 to June 1755.
Right, yeah.
I hope Mabel didn't mind you deserting her on her first evening, Ellen.
Oh, she knows what my life is like. She didn't expect to see that much of me. In fact, I'm looking forward to introducing her to Usha's Auntie Satya tomorrow.
Oh, is Satya here?
Hmm. Doing the food for this Diwali party and then staying on for a week or so.
Oh, it'll be good to see her.
Yeah. Are you going to the party?
Oh, I think we've been invited, yes. Yeah. I'll have to check with my social secretary, of course.
I'm hoping they'll be company for each other.
What, Satya and Gerald?
No, well, Satya and Mabel.
Oh.
They've got a lot in common.
Hello, you two.
Hi, Jenny. Oh, goodness, you're wet.
Came on heavily, just as I decided to make a run for it. Can I hang this up here?
Yes, yes, feel free.
Oh, I'm sorry I'm late. I've been with Mum and Jack.
It's all right, we've just been gossipy. Oh, it's the second time that's happened.
Yeah, the storm must be interfering with the supply.
Yeah, well, we better crack on while the lights are still working.
Mm.
How are you, Phil?
Very well, thanks.
Did I hear about the new worker at Brookfield?
What? Oh, you mean Kirsty. Well, she helped Sam with a difficult carving last night.
Oh, intrepid girl.
How's Jack?
Oh, well, he's in a bit of a state, I'm afraid. Caroline wants to talk to him about Grey Gable's roof.
Oh, poor chap.
I don't know the details, but Mum was
saying
that... What?
Marriage between Richard Lowton Hope, Esquire, of this parish, and Marie Briand, widow of the parish of St. Michael's in... Is that an L?
Hey, let me see. Louvain?
Yeah. By licence, which means no bans were read, with consent of friends, this...
The 15th.
Yeah.
15th day of October in the year 1746.
Well, looking for a link, he married Briand's widow.
Mm.
Talk about the jackpot.
Alan, look here. What? Look further down.
Richard Lowton Hope, Esquire, of this parish... Buried 30th of October.
Oh, not exactly a long and happy marriage.
Well, there's more, Phil, in the margin here.
Much disquiet has been expressed to me by a certain gentleman concerning the hanging this April past of one Jean Briand, a noted merchant in... What's that?
Is it slipware?
Yes, could be, I suppose. Always marked with the family stamp of a fox. Many believed him falsely accused of theft from the L.H.
But Lowton Hope.
Estate.
Yeah, Squire Richard framed Briand so that he'd be hanged.
So he could marry Briand's widow.
Well, I never.
Well, there's your scandalous marriage, Phil.
Yeah.
And he died just 2 weeks later.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, Alan.
No, it's all right. Don't worry. Just stay still, everyone.
Yeah. We're all right.
There's a torch here somewhere. Oh!
Alan.
Ah, there we are. Oh! I'm sorry, Phil.
No.
I didn't mean to blind you.
No, listen.
Hello? Anyone there? Hello?
You're not getting out there, are you?
It's probably someone come to clean the brasses. Hello? Can I help you?
It's all right, Jennifer.
Perhaps we should wait for the lights to come back on.
Oh, the door's blown open. Look, no wonder it's so chilly all of a sudden.
Phil, I really think that we
should... Look there! Pair of eyes.
Oh.
Yeah, I can see them. Goodness me.
What is it, Phil?
Oh, Alan!
What's up?
What was the Briand family emblem?
It was...
In the lightning. I saw it quite clearly.
What?
A fox.
Hello, Chef.
You're making your own gulab jamun?
Of course.
But I bought some in Selpershire with the other sweets.
Well, you can keep those for later.
I won't eat them.
Never mind. Our guests will have the homemade.
All right.
They're better than any shop can provide.
I bought these too.
Serving spoons.
As it's Diwali.
I'm glad to see you haven't forgotten all the traditions living out here.
I haven't forgotten any of them.
And I hope you're going to wear something suitable tonight.
I've bought a nice Indian suit.
Not a sari?
No.
Well, as you please.
Shiv rang.
Oh, yes.
He said he should be here about 9.
Is he bringing his girlfriend?
Yes, and Gunnika's coming too.
I think I know which of our relatives are coming. What about from the village?
Well, David and Ruth.
Marjorie?
No. She doesn't leave her nursing home much now.
Oh, I must visit while I'm here.
She'd like that. Nigel and Elizabeth. Alan.
Ah, yes. Alan, the motorcycling vicar.
Why do you say it like that?
Who you've been talking about non-stop since the moment I arrived.
No, I haven't.
Why do you insist on getting attached to the most unsuitable man in the area?
We're not attached. We're just friends. He's very nice. And he's bringing his mother-in-law, Mabel. Hmm? I'm sure the two of you will get off famously.
Why would I want to go to a Diwali party?
Because, well, it'll be fun, Mabel. You'll meet people.
I'm perfectly happy with my own religion, thank you, Alan.
It's a party. It's not a service.
I'm not about to become a Hindu.
Yeah, of course not, Mabel, but
I... And why should the local vicar be there?
I'm not going as the local vicar. I shall be there as Usha's friend.
Yes, this Usha. Amy says you've been spending a lot of time together.
Well, I wouldn't say a lot.
Is that appropriate for a minister?
I don't know what you think we've been getting up to. We've just been on a few outings together, that's all.
A man in your position needs to be careful.
Yeah, I know that.
You're easy prey for any predatory woman.
But, Mabel, you really have got the wrong idea about Usha. She's very nice.
You're determined to go tonight, are you?
Yes, I said so.
Perhaps I'd better come along, then. See what this Usha woman is like.
Kate! Kate, over here!
Mom!
Oh, darling, you look well.
So do you!
Oh, wonderful to see you.
It's wonderful to be here.
Was it a good flight?
Yeah, it was fine.
Connection all right?
Yeah, no problem.
Oh, is that all you've got?
What?
Well, one rucksack.
It's my big rucksack.
Still?
I'm only here for 2 weeks, Mum. I don't need a cabin trunk.
Well, I don't know.
I'm still a traveller at heart, you know.
If you say so.
Which way, then?
Ticket machines are over here.
When can I see Phoebe?
Well, I thought, depending on the traffic, we might be able to collect from school.
Great!
Otherwise, we'll go to Lower Loxley and see her there with Hayley.
Oh, no. Let's see if we can get straight to the school.
Well, I'll do my best.
God, we're picking her up from school. I can hardly believe it.
Well, I don't think she can.
Is she excited?
Oh, yes. She's been chatting away about it, of course.
And I want to see Gran and Jack, too.
Not today.
No, but soon.
You'll need an early night tonight.
Well,
we had an invitation to Usha's Diwali party, but... Well, I turned it down.
For tonight?
Yes.
Well, that's a shame. We ought to go.
Darling, you'll be too tired.
You don't get jet lag flying from South Africa,
Mum. Oh, I know, but it's...
And I slept on the flight to Amsterdam. I really fancy a party. I expect there'll be lots of people there I know.
Well, if you're sure...
Let's do it.
So they came back all ready for a romantic night, and Kirsty ended up heaving on ropes attached to a cow's back end.
Cheek! I'd have finished with Sam there and then.
Oh, no, she volunteered.
She's game, isn't she?
And David saw her on her way to work the next morning when he came in from milking. Said she really enjoyed it.
Oh, she's a strange girl, I must say.
Well, she did study agriculture.
Oh, did she? Well, that would explain everything.
Being as mad as me.
I couldn't possibly comment. Where is David, anyway?
I think he's talking to your cousin.
Ah, Sananda. Well, he'd better make the most of her. She's going to another Diwali party in Wolverhampton tonight. It's having a huge firework display.
Ah.
She popped in here on the way.
Probably just as well. She's too good looking, if you ask me.
Oh, I'll tell her that.
Don't you dare.
Ruth, how nice to see you.
Oh, hello, Satya.
How is your lovely family?
They're very well, thanks. Growing bigger all the time.
I'm sure Pip is almost as tall as me now.
Well, get in there.
Will I see them on Friday?
No.
You are still all right to show Satya around?
Oh, yeah, but they'll be at school and Ben's at playgroup.
Oh, excuse me?
It was half term last week, but they're back now.
Oh.
Why don't you pop in at the weekend, though? Pip can give you another little concert.
I would like that very much. And I am looking forward to my tour of the farm.
I'm amazed we haven't taken you around before.
Usha tells me it's fascinating.
I hope so. Let me introduce you.
Yeah, thanks.
Auntie, this is Alan and his mother-in-law, Mabel Thompson.
Hi.
Mother-in-law? So, you're married then?
No, my wife died.
This is my auntie,
Satya Khanna. How do you do?
Good evening.
And I think you've met Ruth.
Well, I certainly have. Hi, Ruth.
Hello, darling. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
I've got you a little present.
Oh, thank you.
So, when did you arrive, Satya?
Yesterday. And it's been non-stop since then.
Ah, yes.
Oh, thank you, Alan. That's very thoughtful.
Well, there is a connection, isn't there, between Diwali and gambling. Lucky night and all that. So I thought...
Oh, what is it?
It's a book of poker techniques.
Poker? You play poker?
Yes, a little.
Poker, Usha? How long has this been going on?
I just wish Debbie wasn't in Hungary.
I'd like to have seen her too.
Oh, it would have been so lovely to have my whole family around me.
Well, I'm here.
Well, I know, darling, and I'm very pleased. Well, we all are.
I could tell that. It was quite a welcome. Even Dad seemed happy to see me.
Well, of course he was.
Would you like a pakora, Jennifer?
Oh, yes. Lovely, thank you.
I hope you didn't mind me muscling in on your party.
Oh, not at all. I'd invited Jennifer and Brian anyway, and Brian couldn't make it.
Oh, this dip is absolutely delicious, Usha. What's in it?
Tamarind, I think.
Oh, you must give me the recipe.
You'd have to ask my Auntie Satya. She made it.
I will.
The cottage looks great. Really atmospheric. All the lights.
Oh, thank you. Have you seen Phoebe yet?
Yes, we picked her up from school. I just couldn't get over how grown up she looked.
Well, we've sent pictures, obviously.
But seeing her for real...
Oh, it was a bit emotional, wasn't it?
Anyway, we've got lots of outings planned. We're going to Warwick Castle on Thursday.
Oh, that'll be nice. Oh, would you excuse me? I'd better circulate a bit more with this tray.
Oh, yes. You get on and be a good hostess. We're fine.
Deepak, I know you'll want one.
Kate, when I asked earlier about Lucas...
Look, Mum...
No, what's going on?
Nothing. I said. I just thought he could do with spending some one-to-one time with Nolly.
Doesn't he do that anyway?
Well, not really. Not enough. He's so busy, that's the trouble. I thought if I wasn't there, then he wouldn't have any choice.
That doesn't sound very healthy.
It's all right, Mum, honestly. He loves Nolly and he loves me. He just needs a bit of a reminder, that's all.
We'd have loved to see Nolly here, you know.
I know. You'll see plenty of her when you come over at Christmas.
Aye, recovered from last night, Jennifer.
Just about.
You know Mabel, don't you?
Yes, we met last year. This is my daughter, Kate.
Hello.
Hi.
Kate's visiting from South Africa. I'm Alan, by the way. Hi.
Oh, the vicar.
Yes.
So you were one of the Scooby gang.
What's this?
Us last night in the church. We had a bit of a fright.
Is everyone all right for drinks?
Yes, thanks. Usha, where's Satya, do you know?
Oh, in the kitchen.
Is she? Do you think she might need a bit of help?
She very well might.
Oh, come on then, Mabel.
What?
Well, let's go and give her a hand.
I'm quite happy here, thank you.
Well, I could help if you want.
No, it's all right, Jennifer. No, Mabel likes nothing more than rooting round another woman's kitchen, don't you, Mabel?
Did you hear about Mum's ghostly experience, Usha?
I'm sorry.
Oh, it was nothing, really. I was researching something in the church last night with Phil and Alan. Remember how stormy it was?
I'm sure she can manage perfectly well.
Satya, Usha said you could do with a helping hand, didn't she, Mabel?
Did she?
Yes.
Well, I suppose she's right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Look, Mabel just
take
get on her...
Take this, and there's a dishcloth, if you prefer.
What?
And watch out for the hot tap. It's inclined to spurt.
Right.
You wash. I'll dry.
Well, of course, there was nothing supernatural about it, as Phil said. The fox was probably just looking for a shelter from the storm.
It must have been a fright, though.
Oh, not really.
That isn't what Dad said.
Was he in the church, too?
No. He was at home when Mum came back. According to him, Mum drank half a bottle of brandy and wouldn't go upstairs by herself.
Oh, Kate, that's not true. Your father was just teasing.
You say so.
Who would like some Indian sweets?
Auntie, what are you doing out here?
Where should I be?
Well, I thought you were in the kitchen.
I didn't realise I had to stay there.
No, I just meant...
Now, Usha, tell me more about this poker habit of yours. Is it something you've picked up from Alan?
What do you think of all these naked flames, Ruth?
The lamp things.
They're called divas, as in Diwali.
Uh,
I think they're rather nice.
At a party with flowing clothes? I bet it's the fire brigade's busiest night of the year.
Actually, I think that's this Saturday, Mabel.
And as for the lights left on all over the house, it's a sinful waste of electricity. I couldn't afford to do it on my pension.
I'm going to say goodnight.
You look tired, darling.
I am. The flight must have taken it out of me more than I thought. That and the excitement, seeing Phoebe, you know.
Sure.
So, it was nice to meet you. Maybe I'll see you around while I'm here.
Take care now.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. Actually, I think I'll see if I can find David.
It's probably collapsed from a sugar overdose.
If he's been at those sweets, I wouldn't be surprised.
I think it's about time we're going to.
Hey, it's only 9 o'clock.
I need to get home to finish my Sudoku.
What?
And I promised Amy I'd see her before she went to bed.
She'll be up for ages yet. She's 17, for goodness sake, Mabel.
No. We really must be going.
Oh, you're leaving?
Yes.
Let me get your coat.
I can get my own coat, thank you, Mrs. Garner.
No trouble. Did you leave it in the hall?
I don't need a cloakroom attendant.
I can assure you it's no bother. Which one was it?
Please don't trouble yourself.
What are they squabbling about?
Coats, would you believe?
What on earth is going on between those two?
Beats me.
Is a turn up at Grange Farm. Ed's in charge.
Well, hang on a minute.
So, what did he say, Grandad?
Them blowers. They make throwing down a doddle.
Yeah, it's a lot easier, I'll give you that.
We used to have to drag the bales in, fork it all over.
I know, I used to do it, remember? Yeah. Mate, still got to get into the corners by hand.
Still some use for a pitchfork, then, Edward.
Yeah, I've got to bring the rest of the cattle in when Oliver gets back next week.
Oh, where is he then?
France. His daughter's on holiday there.
Oh, lucky bloke. Sitting in the sunshine, not a care in the world, I dare say.
Yeah, probably. Jazza gave me a hand yesterday.
Oh, really?
Not that I really needed it, but Oliver said I could, and Jazz needs the money. He owes me a fair bit.
Does he? How are you doing for money?
Yeah, all right.
With them and young George to support.
You ain't offering me a sub, are you?
Well, it wouldn't be very much.
Oh, no, I was only joking, Grandad. I don't want your money. How are things at home?
Well, I don't get up here.
Yeah, but...
Your dad's very busy, of course, without you to help him.
It's not me. He doesn't want to know.
Oh, yeah, I realise that. I was just saying that... Did you hear about the geese?
No.
You know, some bloke went bust over Comberley way and he was raising some geese for Christmas, so your dad took them off him for a few quid.
What was he keeping them?
Penned up in the barn. The other end from the turkeys.
I've got the estimates, if you want to see them.
Estimates?
For the work. On the roof, Jack.
Oh, has there been some work on the roof? I hadn't noticed.
No, Caroline's having the work done.
Not right now, but soon.
So you need me to sign something, is that it?
No, it's coming out of the maintenance budget. But I thought I ought to tell you there'll be some scaffolding out for a couple of weeks.
Ah, and it'll be in the way, will it? Will Peggy have to park her car somewhere else?
What?
Out of the way of the scaffolding.
Peggy doesn't park her car... No. The work isn't going to be done on the lodge. It's at the hotel. I just didn't want you to worry when you saw the scaffolding.
I haven't seen any scaffolding.
That's because it hasn't gone up yet. Caroline's just letting you know in advance.
Right.
Oh, that'll be Kate. Excuse me. Oh, yes, I heard she was visiting.
Yes, she's come over from Hungary.
South Africa, isn't it?
Hmm.
Well, look, I'd better get out of your way. If you've any questions about the roof, you know where I am.
No,
well, here are the pigs, as you can see. And here's young Tom. Tom?
Hiya.
Tom, this is Mick from the Borchester Echo. He's writing the feature.
Oh, how do you do?
Afternoon.
I'd better not shake hands. It's a bit muddy down here.
Yes, I can see. And that's Kieran over there, the photographer. As soon as he's off the phone, he'll want to take some snaps of you and the pigs.
Great.
Tom, what is it?
Archer. Tom Archer. Like the brand name.
And you look after the pigs, then?
Well, yeah, I do, but it's a lot more than that, isn't it, Brian?
Oh, absolutely.
I've been running this herd for 7 years.
Mm. You must have started young, then.
Mm, I did. My brother John established the herd.
Is he still involved?
No, he was killed in an accident.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's when I took over. I wanted to keep it going in his memory.
That's a good story. Yes, we can certainly get that in.
I built all the sausage side up myself, invented the recipes, established the brand. I actually make them myself with a butcher.
Yeah, I mean, that's also in Ambridge, at the Sawyer's Farm Business Unit.
Yeah, it took a lot of graft to get the product into shops, but eventually I got some really prestigious customers, like, well, Underwoods and...
Yes, I've told Mick all this, Tom. It's a great success story. I mean, you should be proud.
I am.
Absolutely. So, you were saying prestigious customers?
Yeah, I've supplied Howard Friend for a long time now.
And it's a business on the up and up. Actually, it looks like Kieran's ready for you now, Tom. So why don't I take Mick back to the house and leave you two to get on with it?
Doesn't Mick want to hear...
I can fill him in on the rest. You know, you don't want to miss the light, do you? So, come on, Mick. My wife might have a bit of cake waiting.
Yeah. Thanks, Tom.
You're welcome.
Kieran, Tom will show you the way back to the house.
Okay.
Right. Okay, Kieran, where do you want me?
You know what that means, don't you?
Hey, there you go.
Oh, thanks, lad. Any chance of a biscuit to go with that?
Yeah, I think Caroline's got some.
Keep me going till tea time.
Well, what does it mean?
What?
Jennifer Aldridge and this John Bryon story.
Oh, well, nobody's going to want to know about my version no more.
John Bryer and the Squire.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's a great tale, that is, Edward.
It used to scare me witless when I was a kid.
Oh, I don't reckon I'll be asked to tell it much now. Mm. Oh, these are a bit special, aren't they?
Really? Mm. Oh, yeah, that's fast.
Reckon I should come round here more often. Bit gingery, aren't they?
Yeah, nice chocolate chunks as well.
Any more in there, are they?
No, there's a couple. Oh, Caroline, hello.
Oh, don't make being caught with her hand in the cooking jar, eh?
Hello, Ed.
Oh, afternoon.
Grandad came over to give me a hand.
So I see.
With her work, missus.
I didn't think you'd be back this afternoon.
No. I've got an early evening function. Roy's taking some time off, so I'm covering for him.
Oh, yeah. Kate Aldridge visited, didn't she?
Can you not leave these cupboard doors open, Ed? Someone's going to bang their head.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm going to change. Try to leave Oliver some of those biscuits, won't you? I can only get them in Felpisham.
Perhaps we better not have no more, eh?
No.
Well, I don't know. Only a few biscuits. She didn't get more frosty about it.
That's not that, Grandad. It's me. She didn't approve of, well, everything that's happened.
Oh. Well, she is Will's godmother.
Yeah, no.
She's got a feel for the land.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Clary tells me you're having a D&D test.
Yeah, yeah. And then you'll have to accept I'm George's dad.
But how can they tell you've been brothers?
Well, it don't matter. It's only with identical twins they can't tell.
Who's that a fan?
Well, George has got half his DNA from me and half from Emma, right?
Well, that's like your genes, eh?
Yeah, DNA, genes. So there'll be some DNA that George has got and I've got that Will don't have. So that's going to prove it.
Oh, complicated, isn't it?
Well, that's what they got to test all four of us.
Well, can they be sure, though?
99.99%.
Oh, well, I'm low. Pretty accurate, huh?
That should be for the money it's cost you.
Dear Louis, I do feel sorry for the babby having to go through it.
Well, George, you're going to know much about it.
No, but needles and that.
No, it's not like taking a blood sample. They just do a little mouth swab, just a bit of spit on a little scrapey thing.
Oh?
He's not going to suffer at all. I wouldn't let him.
Well, he is going to suffer, though, wouldn't he? Huh? Not with a test, all right, but... they're all suffering.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah, suppose when this test is done... supposing you end yourself.
Oh, he is. I know it.
Well, either way, this family won't never be the same again.
Yeah, I know. I didn't want this, Grandad.
Well, you wouldn't have done it lightly, I know that.
It's just... I'd loved Emma for years. I've got to be with her.
Well, the Echo chaps have gone now. Hopefully it should be quite a good feature.
What was that all about earlier, Brian?
Sorry, what do you mean?
But I thought you brought that journalist down here so I could tell him about my product that I built up from scratch.
Well, I told him...
And then you just whisk him away before I've even got going.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it was rather abrupt, but it was in your own best interest, Tom.
What?
And in the interest of the product. I mean, I could just see you starting to tell him about the supermarket. I mean, it was wonderful you getting that order, don't get me wrong. He'd have wondered why they didn't still stock it, and then we'd have to talk about being delisted.
What sort of a div do you think I am?
Sorry?
What do you think I'm going to tell a journalist about the worst experience of my business life so he can splash it all over the front page?
Well, it sounds as if you're getting rather close to the subject. I mean, we really don't want any negative connotations attached to the product.
I know that. I've spent 7 years of my life talking it up.
Of course, you've done very well.
I do have some marketing now, you know.
All right. I'm sorry if I got the wrong end of the stick. Just a case of better safe than sorry.
It was a case of you not trusting me.
Oh, that's not true.
You'd rather keep me in the muck with the pigs while you do the big boy stuff with the grown-ups.
Oh, come on. Let's not fall out over this. We're going to have a smashing feature in the paper. That's the important thing, isn't it?
That's an important thing, but there are other things that are important to me too.
I know. Won't make that mistake again.
Well, wasn't it lovely to see her?
It was.
Didn't you look tanned?
It must be all the farm work.
Kate doesn't work on a farm.
Doesn't she? I thought she was working for Brian.
At Home Farm?
No, in Hungary.
That's Debbie. Kate lives in South Africa.
Oh.
Caroline rushed off rather, didn't she?
Hmm?
Did she explain everything all right to you?
When was this?
Earlier on, just before Kate arrived.
Earlier on today?
Yes. She was telling you about the work that needed doing on the hotel roof.
I can't seem to...
Oh, well, never mind. It wasn't that important. Now, what would you like for supper, Jack? We've got to have it early tonight because of parish council.
That's tonight?
Yes.
I don't really feel up to it.
Well, perhaps if you had a little nap.
No, really. I don't want to go. In fact, I've been thinking I should call it a day.
Parish council?
I'm not really up to it anymore.
Well... Yes, perhaps it is time we let other people have a go.
No, they don't need me anymore. But you must stay on. Then I can keep in touch with what happens in the village.
Are you sure about this?
Positive.
And you definitely don't want to come tonight?
No. In fact...
And where are you going?
I'll get some paper to write my resignation. You can give it to the chairman.
Derek.
Hmm. You can give it to him tonight.
All right. Jack?
Yes?
How about fish for supper?
Fish?
I've got a couple of nice place fillets.
Good idea. Brain food, isn't it, fish? I could do with some of that. Better make it a double portion.
Oh, Jack.
What was that for?
I do love you.
I love you too.
Phoebe's got a big day out.
Oh, bloody it's parky this morning. Get that kettle on, Roy.
Well, I just used the last of the milk.
Cool. That's funny, isn't it, Hayley?
Yeah, it's terrible.
A milkman with no milk. I'll get some from the coleslaw in a minute. Ah, now, what are you still doing here, Phoebe? Shouldn't you go to school by now?
I'm not going today.
Oh, teacher day, is it?
No, remember, Dad, we're going to Warwick Castle with Kate.
That's today, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was at the weekend.
That's what I'd have thought too, Mike, rather than taking her out of school.
Look, be fair, love. Kate's only here for a couple of weeks. She didn't want to wait till the weekend for a proper outing.
She's seen Phoebe every day since she got here.
Yeah, but that's only 2 days. Well, and it's really educational.
So is school.
You're going to learn about battlements and knights and armour, aren't you, Phoebs?
Yeah, we did castles in year one.
So this is like a field trip.
A field day, more like.
Oh, come on. How often does Phoebe see her mum?
Well, it's done now, anyway. Doesn't matter what I think.
It's not that.
I'm off to work. So have a nice time, Phoebe, darling.
I will.
All right, bye, Mike.
Oh, yeah. See ya.
Yeah, see you later.
Is Kate coming to the bonfire Saturday?
Will she, Dad?
Yeah, I'm sure she will.
Cool.
How's it going?
Hmm? Oh, not bad. I still got some more wood to collect today.
Oh, look at that time, Phoebs. We'd better get going.
Okay.
Got to pick your mum up from Home Farm.
I'm glad I borrowed Alice's coat.
Yeah, you're going to need that, Kate.
It's funny. You know it's going to be cold, but you forget just how cold. I thought my jacket was going to be fine.
Yeah, we'd be thawing your mum out over an open fire, wouldn't we, Phoebe?
Yeah. Can we stop at the village shop on the way?
Sure.
I'd like to get some drinks and stuff for the journey.
It's not that far to Warwick.
I know.
Well, yeah, whatever you want. Kate.
What?
Thanks for asking me to come along today.
That's all right.
I thought... Well, I suppose I thought you'd want Phoebe all to yourself.
I have had time alone with her.
Yeah.
Yesterday and the day before.
Yeah, I know, but... Well, I appreciate it.
That's all right. I think you're doing a great job.
Oh, that's nice of you.
No, I mean it, Roy. You should be proud.
Thanks. Oh, how did it go at your gran's yesterday?
Oh, it was awful.
Really?
Gran warned me that Jack was having a bad day, but...
He can be a bit out of it, can't he?
On another planet, more like. The last time I was here, he was... Well, normal. And now...
Sad, isn't it?
I don't think he really knew who I was.
Oh, no, that is bad. I mean, he's usually better than that.
Kept mixing me up with Debbie. Oh,
poor bloke.
And it's Gran I feel sorry for. I mean, I feel sorry for him, but...
Yeah, she's the one looking after him.
She looks a lot older and really stressed.
Well, but you see it more when you've been away for a while.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you stay in the car, Phoebes.
We'll just be a minute.
All right.
Now, don't drive off.
Dad!
You've taken the keys anyway.
Yeah, I'm no fool.
Oh, hello, Satya.
Good morning,
Kate.
Kate, of course.
Do you know Usha's auntie?
No, I don't think we've met.
This is Roy.
How do you do?
Pleased to meet you.
And that's our daughter Phoebe in the car.
She's a pretty girl.
Yeah, we think so.
And are you feeling better now, Kate?
Oh, yes, I'm fine. All I needed was a good night's sleep. It was a lovely party.
Thank you. Usha has some very nice friends, with one or two exceptions.
Yes.
Then what do you think of this?
Well, the guy...
Quite enterprising, isn't it?
Yeah, quite risky, I'd have thought.
Is there money in that tin?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a bit.
I must say, you wouldn't see this in Wolverhampton, leaving it unattended.
Well, they're taking a risk here. Wouldn't be surprised if it was Nick, sign and all.
Cheeky, isn't it?
Yeah. Pound for the guy, or at least 20p. That's inflation for you.
Hiya. Hi, Tom.
Well, I must do my shopping. Give my regards to your mother.
Actually, I'll come in with you.
After you.
Oh, thank you.
Astrix.
Oh, knackered, mate.
You look it. Still working all the hours?
And some.
Well, your dad's still signed off?
Oh, yeah. I mean, his back's getting better, but he's still not up to physical work.
And so you're doing two jobs?
Two? Two I could cope with. Yesterday, I was up at 5 to do the milking, then over to Home Farm for the pigs, then to the business unit to pack the sausages, then lifting some carrots, the pigs again, milking, and then... Deep joy, it was the veg boxes. Yeah, I finished them about 10. Well, Helen helped out as well. And I just thought I'd check in on the in-calf heifers, and guess what?
And Jodie Marsh was in there waiting for you?
Yeah, right. If she had been, I'd have asked her to make me a cup of tea. No, one of them was having trouble, so by the time I'd helped her out, I fell into bed about midnight.
Gee, you want to watch it, mate? You're going to make yourself sick.
Tell you what is making me sick.
Well, go on, then.
Brian.
What's he done now?
He's still treating me like the idiot nephew. Like I can't be trusted to market my own product.
What have you been doing for the past 5 years?
Exactly. He's going to Hungary tomorrow, thank God. Get him out of my hair for a couple of weeks.
Well, I don't want to say I told you so.
Yeah, all right.
But I did warn you about Brian.
I know. Look, I'd better go on.
Well, I'd say I'll see you for a drink, but it doesn't sound like you've got much free beer time.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'll pencil you in for February 2007.
Yeah, it's a date.
I'll see you later.
Yeah, see you, Tom.
Hello, love.
Hi, Mum.
Nearly done, Roy.
Yeah, no problem.
And are you aware that someone's left a Guy Fawkes outside?
Oh, yeah. I said they could. It's Jamie, Daniel and Josh.
Ah.
They asked ever so nicely, bless them.
Would that be Josh Archer by any chance? Ruth and David's little boy?
Yeah, that's right.
Ah, Ruth said Josh had made a guy. I must tell her how good it is.
And are you coming to the bonfire?
On Saturday. I don't know what Usha's planned.
It should be a good show this year.
Well, they've got a professional company in to do the display.
Well, we didn't have any fireworks for Diwali.
No.
So perhaps we will.
That's 1572, please.
It might make a nice substitute.
Oh, thank you.
Right, that should do it.
Got enough there.
It's all on Dad.
Well, fair play.
One of the advantages of being the prodigal daughter.
And 4.28 change.
And I'll take a poppy too.
Oh, thank you.
Perhaps I'll put the rest in Josh's collecting tin.
Oh, they'd appreciate that.
Goodbye.
Bye. Well, she's a nice woman.
If she likes you, she is.
Don't you get on with her?
Me? Fine. But she was very iffy with some of the people at this party on Tuesday.
Looks like you're planning a party yourself.
Just a few things for Phoebe. Well, and us. Have you seen the Echo, Roy?
No.
Look at this.
That's your mum.
She's been doing some research, hasn't she?
She discovered an old scandal in the church records. She said they might be doing an article.
Roy?
Hmm?
All these sweets, are they okay for Phoebe? Only you don't usually buy that sort of stuff, do you?
Oh, yeah, it'll be all right. Just this once.
Sorry I can't give you a hand.
Oh, no, don't be daft.
I could lift a box of matches, I think.
But not a pile of firewood, I understand.
So, you're not doing the display this year?
No, the parish council thought they'd get a proper firm in. But with it being the anniversary.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, Sid's put some money towards it.
Quite right, too. The pub's always packed on bonfire night.
Yeah, and they'll take a collection to, you know, what's the name, defray the costs. Oh,
my.
What?
Straight back. Bend your knees.
I know.
Makes me hurt just looking at you.
Hiya, Mike.
Oh, Tom.
I've just come to get some lunch, Dad. Your mother's got something ready for you.
Oh, great.
Well, I better get this lot to the green, then. Thanks a lot, Tony.
Oh, no problem.
I'll see you.
Bye, Mike.
See ya.
Right, lunch. Tom, before you go in...
Look, I'm really tight for time, Dad.
Yes, I know. But you'll want to hear this.
Well, go on, then.
Well, I realise how hard you've been working these last couple of weeks, splitting yourself between the farm and your own business, and I'm really grateful.
What?
And I know how tired you've been getting, too. I heard what time you got to bed last night, and you were up for milking this morning.
There's no alternative, is there?
Well, actually, there is. I've asked Neil if he'll come in from tomorrow to cover the extra work that you've been doing here.
Really?
Yeah, especially the milkings. You can't go on like this and, well, we know that Neil could do with the money.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, that'll be such a help. We start supplying this pub chain the week after next and, to be honest, I didn't know how I was going to cope.
Well, you needn't worry anymore. Not about the work here, anyway.
Thanks.
No, Tom. Thank you. Now, go on. I bet you're starving, aren't you?
Spaghetti bolognese, all right?
Whatever. I mean, that'll be lovely, Betty. Thanks.
You all right, Hayley?
Take no notice of me.
Bad day at work.
You could say that. Lily was off sick. A tummy upset.
Oh, poor little mite.
Lasted about an hour till Nigel and Elizabeth went off somewhere and then there was a miracle recovery.
Oh, I see.
So, I'd her in tow all day.
Well, why didn't you take her to school?
Oh, I would have done, but I had a class visiting. She had to sit in with them in the crop barn when they were doing the leaf pressing. It's very unprofessional.
Dear.
If she tries it on tomorrow, there'll be no chance, I can tell you. I don't care if she's turned bright green and her arms hanging off, she is going to school.
Hiya.
Hello, love. How'd it go?
Oh, yeah, it was great. Phoebe loved it.
What, so much you've left her in the stocks?
What? No, dropped her back at home for another cake.
Oh, I see.
She'll have her tea over there and we can collect her later.
Fine.
This'll be about half an hour, Roy.
Oh, I think I'll have mine a bit later, if that's all right.
Well, aren't you hungry?
Oh, well, we stopped for cakes and stuff on the way home.
Oh?
Well, Kate insisted.
Well, I could put some on a plate for you. Have it when you like.
Oh, thanks, yeah.
So, Phoebe enjoyed it then?
Yeah, God, we had a lot of fun. But you know what I think was the best thing?
No, what?
Was Phoebe seeing Kate and me getting on. I mean, no ructions.
That's nice.
Yeah, not like it used to be.
Well, that's got to be good for her, hasn't it, Hayley?
Oh, yeah. That's brilliant news.
Ruth's expecting a visitor. ¶¶
you?
Well, I took pity on Sam. He was up in the night with a milk fever case.
Oh.
So I told him to go back to bed for a couple of hours.
You're all heart, dearie.
Yeah, I know. I expect my sainthood any day now.
Don't you have to be dead for that?
Oh, all right. I'll settle for a knighthood then.
It's MBEs, isn't it? For parish councillors.
Oh, stop it. At this rate, I'll be lucky to get a blue Peter patch.
I wonder if Jack's in line for something.
What, in recognition of his years of service?
Now that he's resigned. New Year's on his list?
Wouldn't have thought so.
Must have been a shock.
Well, it was unexpected. But not surprising, the way he's been getting recently.
Did Peggy bring the letter in?
Mm.
I bet she felt a bit sad about it.
Well, you could see she was choked up, yeah. But Derek Fletcher gave a little speech about the contribution Jack's made over the years.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, credit to Derek. It was very nice.
So, will Ambridge be voting for a new councillor?
Well, only if some Jobsworth demands a vote. It's a lot easier all round if you can co-opt someone until the next full elections.
Oh, that'll be Satya.
Oh, come for a guided tour.
That's right.
How long do you think you'll be?
I don't know, an hour maybe?
Mm. Hello?
Oh, doesn't sound like Satya.
In here. No, it sounds like...
Hello.
Hello, Linda.
Not on the bike?
No, I did get it out, but... No, I don't know. It's such a damp morning.
What can we do for you?
Well, it's just a courtesy call, really. I wanted to give you this.
Oh, homemade jam?
Crab apple jelly, David.
Oh, right. Well, that's very nice of you, Linda. But, why?
To thank you for all the help you gave me last week over the cat and fiddle.
Oh, didn't think I was much help at all.
No, believe me, David, you were. At a time like this, a sympathetic ear is, well, it was very welcome.
Oh,
that really is Satya. Will you excuse me?
Oh, yes, of course.
David, I wonder if Linda might like a cup of coffee?
Well, I still think it's a bit early. I mean, the appointment's not till 10:30.
I know, I just don't want to be late.
You've been hanging around for ages, Em.
Oh, I don't care. I'd rather that than arrive in a flat. There you are, George. Over a nice little drive.
Yes, and a nice little DNA test.
Oh, don't
it? He doesn't understand this.
Oh, I'm so glad George is still a baby. When he's older, he won't know anything about it. You're his dad, I'm his mum, simple.
Yeah, unless Will still wants to make trouble. You're a kid, and your uncle now, but used to be your dad.
No, you mustn't. That'd be so unfair on George.
Are we all set then?
Pictures.
No, I've got them here with all the paperwork. Don't worry.
Oh, I feel funny, Ed.
Yeah, me too. Try not to think about it, eh?
Oh, yeah, dead easy.
Yeah, think about moving to France. You, me and George, a little farm in the Rhondes.
Oh, after the test, maybe we could go to the library and look it up.
Yeah.
Ed.
What?
Oh, give me a hug.
Oh, Ruth, I saw the Guy Fawkes that Josh made yesterday.
At the shop?
Yes.
I thought they were very cheeky asking to leave it outside.
Oh, but you didn't seem to mind.
Oh, she's got a heart of gold.
Usha and I'll be coming tomorrow to see it go up in flames.
Yeah, she said.
Odd thing to do, isn't it?
I suppose so.
I saw David's cousin there.
Which one? This place is infested with them.
Kate, who came to the party.
Oh, yeah. I think she's his second cousin, actually.
And her husband, Roy.
Roy? Oh, no, you've got that wrong, Satya.
They had their little daughter with them.
Yeah, Phoebe's their daughter, but they're both married to other people.
Oh, how very complicated.
Isn't it? This is our dairy herd. Well, some of it anyway.
Young people today seem to make very odd choices.
Yeah, we've expanded the herd over the last few years, and now we've got 200 milkers and about 80 followers. That's calves and heifers.
How long have you known this Alan?
Alan the vicar?
Yes.
Oh, I'm not sure. A couple of years, I suppose.
What do you think of him?
Oh, he's great. He's certainly not afraid to let his hair down. You should have seen the wig he wore for comic relief this year.
A wig?
Bright orange.
I would have thought that was hardly likely to generate respect from the villagers.
Well, he was entering into the spirit of the event, you know.
Mm.
He's got a very serious side too. The first Christmas he was here, he took a young drug addict into his house.
A drug addict? Doesn't he have a young daughter?
Well, he wasn't I mean, the addict, Luke, he wasn't like... Well, he was very nice, really.
Nice?
It was very generous of Alan.
Generous or reckless? What did people in the village think about this?
They were... Did I mention that most dairy farms have taken their cows inside by now?
No.
But we run an extended grazing system here. With careful management of the grassland, we can keep the herd outside for several weeks longer.
And this gambling he's dragged Usha into. Oh,
no, the poker was nothing to do with Alan. That was some other men.
Other men?
Well, not men. Well, they were men, but I don't mean like other men. I mean, well, people like Kenton.
Your brother-in-law.
And Alistair and Nigel.
Elizabeth Nigel?
Yeah.
You know, Ruth, I'm beginning to see your family in a whole new light.
Are you? Shall we go and have a look at the sheep?
So, the Ambush Buildings Preservation Trust is no more.
And did you manage to sort the money?
Well, we'd spent quite a lot of it. Plans, drawings, feasibility studies, all wasted now, of course.
Oh, that's a shame.
We've returned the balance of our Heritage Fund grant. A little bit went back to the Architectural Heritage Fund, and, well, that's it. Nothing to show for months of work.
Well, must happen from time to time, though, this sort of thing.
Oh, yes. The lady at the AHF told me about a trust in Cumbria that's recently had a very similar experience. They'd spent years on the project, and thousands of pounds, mm-hmm. and the owner just decided to sell it from under their feet. And that was for private housing, too.
But in a way, that's good, though, isn't it, Linda? I mean, if your scheme had gone ahead, it would have cost thousands more in public money.
Well, yes.
And if the Cat and Fiddle's going to be developed privately, then at least it isn't going to be knocked down or become even more derelict.
But what sort of job will they do, David?
Well, it is a listed building, isn't it? I mean, they're bound to be quite tightly controlled.
I hope so. I shall certainly be keeping a close eye on them.
I'm sure you will. And look, it would be wrong to say that nothing's come of it. I mean, look at all the expertise you've developed.
Mm.
Hmm? I mean, all these different funding bodies that you know about now.
Well, yes. Yes, it has been a learning experience.
I mean, if something similar ever came up in the future, you'd be ahead of the game.
Well, that's my biggest worry, actually.
What?
If another project were to arise, not necessarily preserving a building, but anything that involves fundraising, how can I expect people to contribute when I've failed them so badly?
You haven't failed them.
Why give money to Linda's project? The last one went up in smoke.
I'm sure people wouldn't feel like that.
Oh, well, after this, I'll be a laughing stock.
Ah, good morning.
Mabel! What are you doing lurking outside my niece's cottage?
I'm not lurking. I'm waiting.
Waiting? For what?
For you, Satya.
Well, you found me.
I need to talk to you about Alan.
I've been hearing plenty about your son-in-law, thank you, and I don't think there's anything you can say that would change my mind.
Well, you must. I've been hearing plenty, too. The whole village knows about your matchmaking activities.
My what?
Parties in the village hall and whatnot. I know you must be getting desperate to offload her.
I can assure you that I'm not...
Let's face it, she's no spring chicken. But you gotta stop pushing her at Alan.
Me?
Well, no good will come of it. She's not the woman for him.
I agree.
Back home, we have a saying. Every hole had him stick a bush. It means... There's someone for everyone.
I agree.
But Usha is not the stick for Alan's hoe.
I agree.
With what?
Usha is not the stick. Alan is not the man for Usha.
Then why are you throwing them together?
I can assure you that I haven't. I think it would be a very ill-advised match.
That's what I think.
Obviously.
And you think that too?
I'm not sure how to say it any clearer.
Would you say that they should be discouraged from seeing each other?
I think that would be a very worthwhile course of action.
So we have an understanding?
I think we do.
Oh, I can't believe all that waiting just for a few minutes.
Oh, they always run late, don't they?
So we didn't need to leave so early.
Yeah, all right, Ed. It's done now, anyhow. Oh.
Oh. Hello. Oh.
Hello, Linda.
Hi.
Nothing wrong with little George, is there?
No, it was just a routine checkup.
Oh, good. How are you both keeping?
Yeah, we're all right.
Can't be easy for you at the moment.
Are you still in your parents' caravan, Emma?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're looking for somewhere more permanent, though.
Well, when you find a place, I mean, if you need furniture or what have you, do let me know. There might be something we could help you with.
Oh, that's really nice. Thank you.
Don't imagine we share quite the same taste in furnishings, but if it's something to tide you over...
Oh,
well, I'd better get inside. Don't want to miss my appointment.
I expect you'll be all right. They're running late.
Yeah, was ever thus. Goodbye.
Bye.
See ya.
Oh, that was kind, wasn't it?
Yeah, she catches you by surprise sometimes, doesn't she?
Oh. Well, come on then. Go into the library.
Yeah, I suppose so.
What is it?
I was just remembering in the surgery. I was looking at them little swabs. They're just tiny little things.
Yeah.
I was thinking, they're so tiny, but this is all so huge. You meet with George and France, everything. It all hangs on the result of this test.
But it's going to prove what we know.
Yeah, of course it is.
You're George's dad. And as soon as that's settled, that's when our new life starts.
The Archers was written by Kerry Davis. The agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Julie Beckett, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.